Joshua, on the other side of the river, he says to people, if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose today whom you will serve. I can't read that verse and not think about Bob Dylan, slow train coming, so everybody's got to serve somebody. It may be the devil, it may be the Lord, but you got to serve somebody. Choose today whom you'll serve, whether the gods your father served in the region beyond the river, speaking of Egypt, or the gods of the Amorites in the land that you will dwell, speaking of like these Canaanite type people who are, you know, pagans and child sacrifice and all that stuff. But as for me and my house, says Joshua, we will serve the Lord. If you want to find that later, it's Joshua 24, verse 15. That's what's going on here in all of this discussion about all of these things. For a sinner to choose God, it's evidence of the grace of God at work in a heart that he has chosen you. For his reasons, and we don't know them. And if never before, let today be the day that you cry out for mercy. If never before. John the Apostle, writing in a letter called an epistle, says this, if we say that we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie. We don't practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. That's the promise. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Settle today the matter. For sure, never doubt from this moment forward where you stand and who you follow and whose you are. We read in Romans weeks ago, months ago really, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. That's the good news. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven and whose sins are put out of sight. That's the exact same verse, just in a different translation. Do you understand the Bible that you read? Because maybe if you don't, you need to get another. Psalm 5 says this, but let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. Are you walking around in victory because God is with you, and when you struggle and stammer and fall, you rise up again? I think exulting in God is just to say, it still works. God is real. He answered my prayer. I fell down, but I wasn't down. I got up. I was doomed and I deserved a kick, and he didn't kick me. He lifted me up. And this is the testimony of a Christian. I look forward, Fred, to hearing what you share, and I'm glad that there's bacon rolls. We will be one day closer to meeting Jesus for eating our breakfast, but also for hearing the word that you will bring, here's how God changed me. And I want to commit that to you as we look to the Lord's table and as we celebrate this remembrance of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, I commit myself to you, having done what I could to say these words about what you're doing in our lives and how we respond to what you're doing in our lives. About how we have chosen you and about what you're doing since we chose. Please, God, help us to understand these things and to be people who are spiritually discerning and people who are moving because God directs. And will you please give us peace in our minds because they're so wily, and as the battleground is, I think, up here in all of our thoughts, God. And if you help us in our time of prayer and study and worship and praise to calibrate our hearts, will you let us draw from the relationship with Jesus to direct how we are discerning the things of the mind? Will you set our hearts as anchors and help our minds to catch the wind so that your thoughts and your ways might fill our sails and drive us, God. Please, please take us and each one of us who has not made that choice, help us to make a choice today that I will follow Jesus. And I can't do it enough, but God can do it in me. I yield, Lord, that choice to please follow you in Jesus' name. Please have me, Lord, and forgive me my sin in Jesus' name. And take me where you will as you guide. And protect me from the crazy in me that would jump off a moving train and make silly decisions out of romance and passion. Help me, Lord, to think your thoughts as you guide. Amen. Amen. Is there anybody in the room who heard that prayer and thought, yes, that prayer for me, and it's the first time that you ever actually said yes in your heart to that prayer? Is there anybody who just really, you know what? That prayer I never said before, but I heard what you said, and I say amen to it today. It matters. It matters. If being in a room full of people is pressure, strange pressure, and I don't care if I did just say it now, I'm not raising my hand. What are you all going to do? Give me a hug, right? Tell somebody you know and trust that, you know, that prayer that day made a difference. And put a peg in it, in the ground, and never let it be different. If you lived all of your life up to this point, and yeah, I made a decision before, but I haven't been living like it, let today be a new stake in the ground and live from today. Because this is the stuff. And God likes you. He loves you. He sent his son. And the son said, I will go. And he knew it was the cross. And he scorned its shame, but he went. Because you're worth it. And so that's the promise. And that's God's heart for you. So we'll leave it at that. I almost preached you another sermon, sorry.